maybe a little bit worse for wear, carrying my record decks down them steps and dropped it, and my heart sank. I just thought, that's it, I've lost one of my record decks. I've lost one of my 1210s. And it sort of tumbled down an entire flight of stairs, landed upright, couldn't believe it, with a sort of, you know, real sort of arrogance about it, the way it landed, as if, yeah, I can take it. And it's just got like a little mark, a little nick on the side there from that, nothing else. So fantastic. Well, not fantastic, I dropped it, but fantastic that it didn't get any worse than that. Right, okay. Right, I've yabbered on for a little bit, so we haven't got much time for anything else. So I'm going to play you one track as an outro. This one is from, they're celebrating 20 years this year. So this was from their first compilation they released. It was Giles Peterson's first label since Talking Loud. It's called Brownswood. It's been a really influential label. This one's Chocolate and Heavy. And thanks very much for listening. Back next week. Don't forget the night train at 9.
I know it's heavy. I want you to know that I understand. You got a lot to give, right? Right, the risk is too high. I see, believe me. Oh, don't think I don't feel. Don't think I don't feel. Strutting around with the weight of the world on my shoulders, and the ocean in my eyes. Heavy, carrying mountains and valleys, paths, hurts and rivers of tears. I know it's scary how dare me be the one. I know it's heavy. I want you to know that I understand. You got a lot to give, right, right. The risk is too high. See, believe me, oh, don't think I don't feel. Don't think I don't feel. Oh, there's an army of issues ready to assume position in whatever we do. Heavy, white music going no more. Can you ever recoil from the thought of what could happen to you if you hurt me? Don't ever wanna see I'm coming for ya. Them boys be feeling kinda heavy. Oh, my baby, baby girl, yeah. I want you to know that I understand. You got a lot to give, right, right. The risk is too high. I see, believe me.
Yeah, just, it means a lot. And thank you guys so much.
Sheffield Live.
Made in Sheffield. Made my mom's made. Over there. She's.
Sounds like this on a Sunday, Chris Watchfield till 7 o'clock.
I'm really glad I had the opportunity to do that.
Absolutely.
Bit shocked not to find DJ Ski in here.
It seems like an ever-present. Quarter-final here at Wimbledon. It's your sixth Wimbledon. But what is it that has suddenly ignited your game on the grass? You look so much more comfortable on it. What are you
must be on his
learning
jollies.
About playing on this surface?
Hope you're having a good day. Hope you're having a good weekend. Whole new load of stuff to play you today, and
Maggie,
also
Jacob, Robbie.
Tom Excel's dropped us a couple of voice notes.
I mean, my team is
live and direct
the
from the car.
I have so much fun with them. I learned so much, and I'm so grateful
about
that
the brand new Nubian Twist album, Chasing Shadows.
Well done. We so enjoyed watching you play. Very best of luck into the quarterfinals.
It's a beautiful, beautiful piece of music. Kind of what I needed right now.
Naomi Osaka giving credit to the team behind her.
And all sorts of other stuff. And also, I mean, the kind of process
of clapping in admiration of a performance that was so
stuff, going
impressive.
Through stuff, maybe.
And particularly, not just taking down the top seed world number one, Arina Sabalenka, but also destroying
kind of
the stats, the amazing tiebreak stats of Sabalenka
kind of
having won 21
sort of kind of
in a row at Grand Slams. Quite extraordinary,
so
but it is Naomi Osaka,
you know, even when you play out
who advances
nowadays,
further
not,
than
you know,
she has done before
play, so
at
CDJ,
Wimbledon.
But it's all USB, so. Loads
and
of stuff
next
on
up,
that, so that you
she is going to meet
Karolina
Muchová of the Czech Republic,
hope
who
all right.
took
Let's
out the
on.
Only
this one
remaining
is a brand new
Wimbledon
one from,
champion. It means we're
going to
have a new champion, a 10th one in 10 years, because she beat Barbora Krejčíková. A really lovely match this. They've got so much variety, both players, beautiful backhands. And match point was a great demonstration of Muchová's brilliance. And that will be a thoroughly entertaining quarterfinal. Karolina Muchová to face Naomi Osaka. Lovely warm embrace between the two of them. Huge respect and friendship as well. And where that was an all-Czech match, this was an all-USA match. And it was won by Jessica Pegula, the fourth seed, who dropped the first set but said she knew that she just had to advance her serve. She did that in sets 2 and 3. Saw of the 18-year-old Iva Jovic, who's had a very good Wimbledon.
Ecstatic as
the
mother's
love. Pegula is the highest seed left in the championships.
Tearing through the ground, the sky above.
That is to come later. Now, in the fiercest heat of the day, Novak Djokovic had a wobbly first set. He was 5-2 down, came back, won it on a tiebreak, dropped the third set against Reyes Kulin, the qualifier who's done so much to recover from injury and worked so hard to get back.
I'm euphoric as
a war. That is why Djokovic wanted to pay credit to him. But the master is
I know who
and
it is I'm
fighting for. 17th Wimbledon quarterfinal and 9th in a row. And most
darling,
of all,
I could cry. Don't ever even doubt the reason why.
It beats Roger Federer's record. It puts him top
love
of
the only certainty there is.
120, but 106.
Remember, I have we lost our heart, we nearly pissed ourselves. Remember
now this is an award from iPlayer right now. We'll keep you across it on BBC One, but Felix Auger-Aliassime is trying to win through for the right to beat Djokovic in the quarterfinals. He's up against Alejandro Davidovich for Kino. It's a really good grass court there. But Auger-Aliassime, his serve is impregnable. He came in this and held 43 times out of 43. And now he's done it 62 times. Anyway, he's got a record serve as well, so he has the advantage that if he keeps serving well, he will come through that to reach the quarterfinals. Hubert Hurkacz is into a third set tiebreak, but Jan-Lennard Struff has the advantage in that tiebreak, and that is a battle of big serves. Hurkacz, by the way, was the man who beat Federer, ended his career here at Wimbledon. That is Struff in shock, he's had some very good results. Sunshine all day. If you're in the heat of the sun, you don't half feel it. But everyone now on the hill is in the shade and enjoying their big glasses of the brand that they
it's
like to drink.
And they are
it can be deceptively damaging, though. It tastes like fizzy pop, and then suddenly
I don't know how it is.
And we're really having a really lovely time, and they're looking forward to watching Jannik Sinner against Shintaro
Suzuki
in Japan, and still to come as well, Belinda Bencic against Coco.
Singing choirs of the gods.
Todd Wigridge has flown up here to the platform. Tracy
every time I find what I've got
looking remarkably cool, both of you. painting in detail.
And you kissed me like you knew what I was for.
Story.
Nice.
solely. Almost closed. Almost
movement, and when that happens you start to really struggle with your timing, and his forehand has been off, not sliding out to the ball,
just
drops it short. The opponent
one of most perfect voices
advantage.
There's been
and watch here, he's going to go
Terry
over to Callier his right
there,
he's going to have a lot of little steps and
the,
then he falls back off
that
the
one
ball
was
smothers
a four hero
it
remix.
Puts it into
I
the
know
net
about that
so
one. I've got the one which
sets,
is kind
right.
of
so we know his form
sort of
wasn't
nice
anywhere near
atmospheric
his
drum
best
bass sort
in a couple of days time though, a couple of rounds forward, another era there,
four hero on the remix of Love Theme from Spartacus.
The courts start to get a little bit browner,
a little connection there to the Beth Orton track in the sense that they collaborated on a really nice EP which I've got right, and then I opened it
out there,
and
the slide,
but basically
balance,
I've lost one game
still,
one because I
he
opened it thinking,
to really
oh,
look
to that,
like he's starting to
and
improve.
Opened it up
and
only
what he's trying to
find
to get
that there was a Rakim album which
this was from
lost,
the final so, last year and watch the movement this
Chris Welch sounds like this on a Sunday. Hope you enjoyed the tune so far. The first one I played you was the title track from Beth Orton's most recent album. I haven't had a chance to check out the whole thing at the moment, but I love that so much. The Ground Above. Right, let's continue. Ego LMA's got a new album out. It's really, really good. This one I'm going
to
play you
is
this one? We're Not Free.
Exactly, step by step, here's the way he can go. That's been a big day
played again. Rwanda scrapped the style of things for that. Wouldn't it be great if it were about morals and not a lack of cash? Oh, is it too much to ask to leave with your heart? Is it too much to ask? Says it's above me, it's with God. I mind my business, tend to the earth, and keep a sovereign heart. But then there's still small voices. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is. Part of me says it's above me, it's with God. I mind my business, tend to the earth, and keep a sovereign heart. But then there's still small voices. You're not free till everyone else is. You're not free till everyone else is.
Sound of Ego Ella May, We're Not Free, from her brand new album called Good Intentions. 15. I think that's like a third or fourth album, but this one is so strong from beginning to end. It's got some great tracks on it as well, worth checking out. Okay, we're going to get into the Nubian Twist. Well, actually, just going to give you a little teaser first of all, and then hear from Tom and play you some more tracks from the album. They've got a brand new album out. I think it's their fifth studio album. It's called Chasing. My memory's getting so bad. Chasing Shadows, which is the title track featuring the incredible Fatuma Diawa, which Tom Tapp talks about later. We'll play that track as well. So I think our first Yeah, first heard Nubian Twist. I don't know if it was their first gig. It was the first one I was aware of anyway, at a night that used to happen at the Wardrobe in Leeds on a monthly basis called Soul Rebels.
Good stuff.
Which was run by the legendary DJ Luby. And he used to have a lot of the bands that were coming through the Leeds College of Music and the Leeds scene.
That was
in general,
a nice settler, wasn't it?
Mix it up with some guys from London. So it was early performances from people like Kokoroko and Ezra Collective, which doesn't seem quite real now, really, when you think of what Ezra Collective are doing on such a big scale and stuff like that, but in a good 200 capacity club. And yeah, Nubian Twist, from the start they had something special. They were big, it's a big group, it's a lot, and there's a lot of types of music going on there. There's kind of Brazilian flavours, there is soul, there's jazz, there's Afrobeat, there's some players. Sort of dubby
no
flavours, some
of,
sort of UKG stuff and that, and it all kind of comes together, and Tom XL sort of brings that together with, I think there's eight of them.
You don't speak Japanese.
There's more at other points as well, and there's been different vocalists over the years, there's been sort of some core members of the group, and lots of the sort of... the group's individual stuff is well worth checking out as well. So we're hearing from Tom in a little bit, but I'm going to just play you the final track from their current album, which features Joe Armon-Jones, called Rhythm of You.
The sunlight here is a deflector of water. No matter where I
What's up? This is Tom from Nubian Twist. Big up Chris Welsh, Sounds Like This Radio on Sheffield Live. We're so happy to share our new album with the world, Chasing Shadows. We're going to be on tour, hitting the road on the 22nd of April and coming through Sheffield on the 21st of May.
Yeah, so we're just checking out a little bit of Nubian Twist's new album, Chasing Echoes, and more words from Tom coming up pretty soon. You just heard the track Echoes, which I love that. That because I grabbed one straight away. Love this one as well, Azimuth, the title track of the album.
You can make comparisons. You can see who is strong in some areas and who is weak. Coming into this, 3 matches in the main draw, all of this put in, shot quality, speed, spin, depth, width of every shot, serve, sinner, by a margin, obviously, return, better, forehand, a lot better, backhand, the only one that's even close. So let's just hand it to Sinner. No, I'm not going to do that.
Through the centre, making quite a few mishits off that. On that point, though, about Alcaraz, not here, right?
Yeah, okay. That's what we call a USB malfunction. Let's just try and get that back up again. Having a little few technical issues here today, but hopefully, it's not going to ruin the
experience
at home. Let's try that one again. Let's go for
Nadal lost
that again. 2009
French Open.
What happened
for
there?
I'll tell you what.
Federer's
going to win it.
We heard most of that track. Obviously, it doesn't end like that. It's a much better track.
He was red hot favourite to win the French Open.
But let's play you another one. Let's play you. I really like this one. Melange, Voices Joined. And this one features the Zawozi Queens that Tom's been working with quite a lot.
Hey! upendo tufanye mambo kwa umoja kote tuwe na umoja kote tushikamane kote tuwe na upendo tufanye mambo kwa umoja kote tuwe na umoja kote tushikamane. Uhuru wa kujieleza, uhuru wa kuongea, kwa pamoja tunaweza. Akila kosekana, watu mnaangalia, hauna cha kuchangilia, wabaki mwashangilia. Mbona mmenyamaza, hali inashangaza, sasa tunaangaza, uone kinachofuata. Akila kosekana, watu mnaangalia, hauna cha kuchangilia, wabaki mwashangilia. Mbona mmenyamaza, hali inashangaza, sasa tunaangaza, uone kinachofuata. Loje, loje,
as always, Nubian Twist is very much focused on eight core members of the band, and this time we're really excited to bring Eniola into the fold on vocals. But as well as having all of those amazing musicians involved on every track of the album, it's very much about the wider community and the other musicians we meet whilst touring and working and producing with other artists. And it's beautiful on our records to be able to pull together all of these different people from the scene, the current scene, some up-and-coming artists, and also some legends. And this album is no different from any other. We've been extremely blessed with features from The Far Side's Booty Brown, Manifest of Ghana, two incredible rappers. We've got Mr. Williams, one of UK's best dancehall MCs, who works with Shy FX a lot, as well as a plethora of other artists. And we've got the Zawase Queens of Tanzania, who are extremely close friends of mine, who I've produced records for and worked with a lot. And one of the most incredible of all features we've ever had is the disco legend Patrice Rushen. So we've been so blessed on this album, and it's amazing to have all of those influences, but also exciting to kind of reimagine some of those ideas, take it to the live show, and push us to interpret some of the incredible styles of the features in our own language, musical language, when we play the shows live as well. So it's always an interesting relationship between the features and the live show and the core members of the band. Yeah, there we go. You might have to...
Next tune, Chasing Shadows, is the title track of the album and features the incredible Fatoumata Diawara of Mali, who's a good friend of mine and a huge inspiration for us, as well as being a trailblazer of modern African music internationally. And the track takes influence from the idea of parenting and letting go of trying to control things, honestly, and also taking that message slightly wider as we're entering into a crazy sphere of AI and digital takeovers, trying to let go and have some belief that the humanness and the ancestry of music and art that goes back so many millions of years will overcome everything that is trying to steal it and take it. And I think Fatou is an incredible artist at getting to the core of those deeper messages. And we're really privileged to work alongside her and excited to play this tune live as well, because it's a banger. Hope you enjoy.
Oh,
Yeah, that's the title track from Nubian Twist's brand new album, Chasing Shadows. Big thanks to Tom, because he was, you know, I sort of just dropped him a note yesterday saying, oh, we're going to want to play some tracks on the new album today. Could you drop us a voice note? Ever organised. And he was juggling toddlers. Well, not literally, or that would have been impressive, but juggling toddlers and dropping voice notes and all sorts. So brilliant, good stuff. And really check out the album. They go on tour. That still starts from April the 22nd. Kicks off in Newcastle. Drop into Leeds Project House on the 23rd. That'll be DJ Luby, who always puts them on in Leeds and probably gave them one of their first gigs as well. So shout out to Lubes. And they pass through Oxford as well. Shout out to Nick and Tam and Leela, sort of enjoying a nice roast. And I'm reliably informed that Nick's on the washing up duties, and he's got some very sensitive soap that he's lathering up, which is an image for a Sunday. Shout out to Ruth as well, tuning in. Shout out to Dave as well. Nice to hear from you. And also, yes, I should mention, obviously, they go all the way through London Cocoa as well. They're going off to Berlin.
Set point after
the tour dates. It just keeps on going, actually. They're on tour for quite a while. And it takes it out to the to Bergen, Kalar Festival. Obviously, the festival season, they'll be hitting hard. Boomtown, Shambhala, big. Never heard of that. Anyway, sounds good. It keeps on going, and all the way through to October, November.
6 into 3.
That's a long tour. So shout out to Nubian Twist for the stamina. And they're a great live act as well. If you haven't seen them, do go and see them. And the easiest place to go and see them in Sheffield will be on the 21st of May at Foundry Sheffield. Shout out to La Rumba, Roman, for putting that on with Foundry. And Yanni Ensemble in support. So that's going to be a brilliant night. I'm going to try and get down to that. Yeah, La Rumba also, talking of which, celebrating the 9th, I think, you believe it's 9th birthday. Which is no mean feat in these days. Double party, I think there's Mafalda back-to-back with Coco Maria. I think I got that right. And also Nightmares on Wax.
Two of their four sets so far across the tiebreaks. Five games all.
Oh, yeah, next weekend. Next weekend, there's a series of events called Abbeydale Live. I think this is the second one. I know there was one last year. So apologies if there's been one before. So all up Abbeydale Road. Sort of lots of different places like Coles Corner and Nicole.
Top seed in the women's is out. Main organisers. Sabalenka beaten in straight sets by an inspired Naomi Osaka.
Just check the lineup. There's all sorts of things going on. It's all free. And me and Andy H are going to be just testing out, I think is the right word. We've not done this before, really, and we've not actually met to decide what we're going to play. But it's going to be good. I recommend that on our new pseudonym tip. So kind of Brazilian flavours mixed with a bit of drum and bass. We've also got a brand new hip-hop banger that we've been working on.
Oh, my God, sorry. Hopefully
finished. Ready to.
Do you feel like you are
what time are we playing? I'll bet you the details of that.
At the moment, and if not, what do you feel like you need to do to get back to that status?
This question, guys. I mean, let's just look at the rankings. So by now, I'm world number one. Level-wise, today I wasn't world number one. Yesterday I was world number one.
Yeah, 2 o'clock to 3:30,
like
it's smashed
just,
and pulled.
You know, like, I don't want to even like think about ranking at this point. I just want to go get completely drunk, forget about tennis, and try to get better in a better shape.
That's pretty honest from Sabalenka. She will stay world number one, whatever happens now. Right, Jannik Sinner not hanging about. He is the world number one. First set already.
Continuing on.
Start off the second. Let's rejoin.
This is a brand new one from Jeff Parker.
And courtside, we will hear from Colin Fleming.
If there is a ball that lands a little short, he's got to take it early and come forward and
Osin has got some terrific passing shots, but he's going to have to pressure them. That's the only thing that he can do, is to try to take time away and move forward. Otherwise, he's going to be pushed off that baseline far.